Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start.
Welcome, my friends. This is the show that never ends, and this is your host, the General Gonzo S. Patton, and I am so glad to have you here on the last show of 2015. Welcome to Freedom Outlaw Radio. We have with us our affiliate, the Rebooting Liberty Radio Network at live.rebootingliberty.com. The first, last, and only name in Liberty Radio. And today we are going to have a bumpy show because we've got a lot to cover, don't you know? It is the last episode of the year. And who knows the way things are going. We may have a bumpy ride for 2016. Things are getting insane with the Alinsky tactics that the government has got going. It seems that both the GOP and the DNC are out of their effing minds. Not normally a film critic and not one to offer up my advice and wisdom on what movies to see, I want to encourage you, Liberty lovers, to sit down and watch the third installment of Atlas Shrugged. I don't care if you didn't see the first two, you can watch the third one as a standalone. It has a great message of liberty and one that applies to what is happening in our government today. And after you see it, make two people you know watch it who don't get the message, who don't understand. Two people that think that Bernie and Hillary and Bush and Kasich and Rubio are the answers to our prayers. Them watch it. Because I guarantee you, when they're done, they will be able to say with you these words: I swear by my life and my love of it, that I will never live for the sake of another man, nor ask another man to live for mine. And they will understand the meaning of those words, and they will carry with them that meaning, and they will join with us in liberty to go forward and make this great nation free again. And they will throw from them the chains of tyranny. And they will realize that we don't have a two-party system. We have a one-party system, the big government system. And it is a system designed to make rules, regulations, and laws to take from those that are makers and give to those that are takers. The system we have now is horribly flawed, and it is designed to take from those that succeed and give to those that are too lazy to get off of their asses and to do anything with their lives. And we don't do them any favors by giving them a hand out. We need to offer them a hand up. We need to offer them a way out of their situation. And if they choose not to take it, piss on them. If they don't want to work, if they don't want to strive, then they don't deserve to alive. Cold, heartless, and true. This is the General, and I'm bringing it to you. Now come with me if you want to be free. Let's get on with the show, don't you know? Enough of this darkness. It's time for us to talk about other things. Things that really need to be said. So let's take some quick hits and deal with this un-American bullshit that the government's been going through and bringing down upon me and you. If you haven't been paying attention, and you shouldn't have been, because you should have been spending the holidays with your families and friends, having fellowship and love. The press has been trying to slide by you that Bergdahl is a victim in all of this. Well, I'm here to tell you, they're just full of piss. So don't let them rain upon your back with their clickety-clack. It's not rain that's coming down on you. It's urine that they're spraying all upon you. Bergdahl was not a victim. Bergdahl was a treasonous traitor and should be fed while alive to the alligator. So don't fall for the stories that you read in the media. Obama's got his minions working overtime, trying to portray this lad as someone who was just mistaken and shouldn't be had. But we need to feed him to the wolf. Piss on Bergdahl. It's time that he be fed to the gator. Later, Dater. ISIL's Big Mac Daddy, Baghdadi, the head of the JV team, says he's coming for the West. Well, our NSA alleges that they're the badass boys who can find anything. But they can't find this smelly goat humper. Now, why is that? One must wonder, is their metadata all just a blunder? Makes me wonder. Doesn't it make you? I often ask because, well, frankly, I just don't know what to do. Baghdadi is rotten to the core. But the NSA, they're supposed to be real hardcore. Yet, they can keep an eye on you. They can keep an eye on me. They can even keep an eye on Congress, don't you see? But they can't find al-Baghdadi. And that, my friends, poses a problem for you and for me, because they've turned their cameras and their listening devices inward, don't you see? There was a debate that occurred this last weekend. It was a battle of the socialists, trying to see who could give the most away. Hillary and Bernie and that O'Malley fellow. They wanted to take and take from those that make and give to those who choose not to do. And they act as if there's no money that they can't print and they can't find to make all of these unicorn dreams come true. The battle of the socialists will wage on and on until our society crumbles and the Islamic dream becomes a new dawn, because that is what this is all about. Crumbling the West, the society that these socialists detest. Hillary is a Fabian socialist, and she wants to make us all disappear. Bernie's just a 60s liberal radical socialist who wears a Depends and doesn't know what to do. He wades in his own poop, and he wants to shake his little finger at you. Because we're all so greedy. Yes, we are. Because we want to drive a big Cadillac car. We won't live in these cities. Oh, no, we won't. We want to live in flyover country, drink beer and gloat. We want our four-wheel drives, our country music, our Bibles and our guns. Piss on Bernie and Hillary and that O'Malley son of a gun. So we must stand together, or surely we'll stand apart, because they'll drive us to the ends of the earth and hunt us, be it sunny or dark. So my friends, pay attention when the Democrats speak, because they're going to come for us sooner than you think. I want you to pay attention to these words that I say. Even if I sound like they might come from Dr. Seuss one day. Because I'm trying to get your attention. I want you to hear. They're deep down inside. They use the Hegelian dialect. And it comes out much like these words that you hear. Only when they do it, they do it in a way that doesn't sound as nonsensical as I do. But they do it for a reason, just like I'm doing it too. So pay attention and learn, because it's important for your children and grandchildren too. Now, ISIS, they're operating under a fatwa to harvest organs from the infidels. Yes, because they're savages and beasts. They want to harvest organs to use to save Muslims and be sold on the black markets and use for feasts. So much for our vaunted NSA. They can't track down these organs, you say? They can't track down these organs that are being sold on the black market, that are being flown about in airplanes, you say, packed in ice and sold for operations, you say? So much for this silly-ass, vaunted NSA. Hey, folks, are you listening today? I would say we don't have anything to worry when it comes to the NSA, because they can't even find these silly-ass Muslims who are trafficking in illegal organs. What do you have to say, you dumb shits at the NSA? I strongly suspect that they can't find shit. And that is why we don't have to worry about these communists, these Islamists, and their un-American bullshit. It's time for us to stand. It's the dawn of a new year into that Islamic Muslim POTUS. It's time to say, F you, queer. So stand with me. Be brave and be bold. We don't have to do what we're told. Congress stood by and let Obama break the contract with America. And that contract is called the Constitution. And when he broke those rules and he broke those laws, we don't have to abide by them either. So we can tell him, ticket. This is no longer Leave It to Beaver. So go ahead, run away, be nice and afraid. We don't have to listen to you anymore. We're Eddie Haskell, and we're full of effing rage. Here we come. It's a brand new day. And if you don't believe me, just look around. Somebody stole 43 propane tanks, some as large as 100 pounds. DSHS can't find them. That should scare the hell out of you. Makes me a little nervous, especially if they know what to do. Because these things are as big as 100 pounds. They stole them from a place in Philadelphia. That, my friends, isn't too far from large populated areas, and we're on the verge of the new year. Somebody could be dropping the ball and bringing bad cheer. Those things can become missiles or even worse. And there won't be much left to put in a hearse. So say your prayers and be safe out there, because the government can't protect you, even if they did care. Now on to something more cheery, because our government is broken and inept. Hawaii can't find a way to name anything after Obama just yet. For 7 years they've tried. They've tried and they've tried. And no matter what, a name just can't be applied. They can't name a damn thing after their native son. But Kenya's got things named after the infamous one. Interesting, you might say. And I find it rather humorous that Kenya has things named after him numerous, but Hawaii can't name anything after their native son. But I can name one thing that they should name after the infamous one. It rhymes with can't. I suggest they name a sewage treatment plant because he spews nothing but crap. He always says the GOP says we can't and we can't. So let's name a sewage treatment plant the Barack Obama bullshit curious treatment plant. Yes, now we can. Yes, we can, because Barack says we can. It will be the cleansing plant, the Barack Obama sewage treatment plant. Damn right, baby. Problem solved. Barack, all you had to do was ask. Just ask me. You know I can. I'm the man. Now, if you want that thrill, all you have to do is check with George Will. He professes to be conservative, but he must have lost his mind. Either that or he's been drinking grain alcohol whiskey and has just gone blind, because he says that you are not conservative. If you vote for Trump, I wonder whose leg it is he wants to hump. I got news for you, George Will. You can't be conservative if beating Trump is more important than beating Hillary. We must put us through her heart figuratively speaking, not literally. So don't even start. Now, Muslim immigration to the U.S. is what ISIS needs and is what Obama is doing best. We all know it. Civilization jihad is what they do. They take over from inside. That's what they've done in Europe. They did it 3 times. And each time they were repelled with a crusade. Now it's number 4, but Europe has failed. Political correctness has left them beached like a big whale. And Obama has stood at the podium and beat his chest and said, "Red Rover, Red Rover, send your jihadists on over. We'll put down our defenses and give it a rest. We're America. And we are willing to roll over and die like the rest." Well, as you've heard, the NSA can't find a turd. So you don't have to worry. Stand up and do what you must. Because Barack Obama's presidency is a bust. Now, I want to ask you, how did Huma and Valerie Jarrett get security clearances? I'm just saying, because 5 times a day they'd be praying. They've got prayer rugs. They give jihadists big hugs. How did they get security clearances when they're Iranian terrorists attached to the Muslim Brotherhood? So call your Congress critters. Annoy them. Be loud. Demand answers. Say you're American and proud. I want you to know. I want you to demand. I want you to act and have a damn plan. And if you're not sure that I'm joking, well, my friends, I'm not funning, because there are some serious things that must be asked, and these are the things that just won't last. So get up and shout, scream and holler. Grab your leftist Congress critter and senator by the collar. Demand to be heard, your Congress turd. And demand to know how Huma and Jarrett got clearances. It's a must. And one that we must know. And remember, 2015 was the year the left ate its own, because their self-criticism leftist speech codes are going to cause them to be left out in the cold. And I want you to ask all that you know when you run into your leftist friends and foes. Why, with polls show such a huge margin that Americans figure we're on the wrong track, economically informed policies, that none of you offer criticisms of your friends, Barack. And Senator Sanders, you call for a $15 an hour wage, but even Vice President Biden, who's a moron, says that rate is too high and would cause job loss, like in Seattle, where 200,000 jobs have gone kaput. Oh, you haven't heard about that battle? Secretary Clinton, you advocate debt-free tuition. And Senator Sanders, you want free universal health care coverage and paid family medical leave. You both say you can do this by raising taxes on the rich. But isn't it true if you completely confiscated the earnings of all the top 1%? You couldn't fund the current obligations of the government, let alone the new programs that you want? How is it that you plan to do all that you want? And Senator Sanders, you blame the 2007 and 2008 economic crisis on removal of the Glass-Steagall Act, a Depression-era regulation that prevented banks from engaging in traditional banking and investment banking. President Clinton is the one who got rid of it, and he still stands by that decision and believes it had nothing to do with the meltdown. Why was he wrong and you're right? Both of you are filthy liars, and you're white. Secretary Clinton, you described higher premiums and higher deductibles under Obamacare as glitches, but both of these glitches mean Obamacare is failing. Aren't you just one of the lying bitches? United Healthcare, the nation's agent, just brushed my teeth and can't do a thing with them. The nation's largest insurer says its past support for Obamacare was a mistake. It's losing money under Obamacare, and it's pulled out altogether. Shot a big load of Obamacare on its belly and ran away. Again, doesn't that say Obamacare is failing to achieve? Don't believe your eyes. Believe what you see. Secretary Clinton, U.S. joined the French and the British in bombing Libya to depose Gaddafi. You've justified this by noting he was a tyrant, and his departure meant that Libya would have free elections. Wasn't Saddam Hussein a tyrant in Iraq? Didn't Iraqis have free elections after he was deposed? Why is Libya okay, but Iraq a foreign policy blunder? Come on, Hillary, tell us. And all you Democrats out there, too, tell us. You've criticized the Iraq war as a blunder, but why was Libya such a good thing? Didn't President Carter do the same thing when he deposed the Shah of Iran? And Carter was called brilliant, even though we had hostages there until Reagan came along. You've all denounced institutional racism, but President Obama is the first elected black president. He's been in charge for 7 years. Doesn't he bear any responsibility for the persistent institutional racism and placism and statism? You're all a bunch of liars. You're players and staters. You're no worse than any of the rest. In fact, you can't even be named part of the best. If I had my way, you'd all be out in the street. You'd be penniless and starving with nothing to eat, no shoes on your feet, nothing to say. Your mouths be sewn shut and be broke forever in a day. America, rise. Get off your asses and on your feet. The NSA, the IRS, none of them can stop us. We cannot be beat. I will be back after the first of the year. January 3rd is the date, I hear. God bless you all. It's time we stand. Come with me if you want to be free. It's time to kick these bastards out of our land.
We'd like to dedicate this next song to our troops and to their families, no matter where they are tonight. May God bless each and every one of them. Amen. ain't on the edge of no popular trend. Ain't never seen the inside of that magazine, GQ. We don't care if you're a lawyer or a Texas old man, or some waitress busting ass or some liquor stand. If you got soul, we hang out with people just like you. My hair's turning white, my neck's always been red, my collar's still blue. We've always been here, just trying to sing the truth to you.